Charles Jenkins and Fellowship Chicago and the Fellowship Medley. And I guess it wasn't by accident that I came across a previous program done years ago of great gospel medleys, because we're off to a flying start here on Sounds of Praise. It's 6 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor, teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, March the 26th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we are featuring great gospel medleys. And our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Nicole C. Mullen coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. And her medley is My Tribute and Redeemer, here on the Sunday, March 26, 2017 edition of Sounds of Praise Ministry.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, yeah, I owe it all right now to thee. To God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the my life, and let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And should I gain any praise, I'll let it go to things in orbit. He runs to the weary, the worn, and the weak, and the same gentle hands that hold me when I'm broken, they conquer death to bring
Amen. Great gospel medleys here on Sounds of Praise. Nicole C. Mullen with My Tribute and Redeemer. And this is Tamela Mann and the Blood Medley here on Sounds of Praise. Okay, let's see if we can get that one working again. Let's try it this time.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power in the precious power, so much power, so much power.
Amen. 6:16 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I know I'm old and I know I'm prejudiced, but those old songs, we're going to have to do a program with old hymns of the church. We haven't done that in quite a while either, and that would we'll bring that one back. Tamela Mann singing the Daylights Out of the Blood medley here on Sounds of Praise. We began this set with Charles Jenkins and Fellowship Chicago and the Fellowship medley, and then we heard Nicole C. Mullins in My Tribute and Redeemer medley. And our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Music requests, dedications, prayer requests, and praise report, that's the number to call. But if you're calling with a music request, try to keep it in the vein in which we're playing great gospel medleys. And we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. So it's still not too late to get in your prayer requests, or not too early either to get in your prayer requests or your praise reports. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise reports that we receive before God's throne. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. Pastor Smokey Norfolk, along with Myron Butler. And this is a Sunday morning medley here on Sounds of Praise.
Now, I'm going to take you to Sunday morning praise and worship, old school style. Can I get some help in the house? All right. Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again. Come on. Hey. Let me see what y'all got. Listen. I'm a soul. I'm a soldier.
the splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, and all the earth rejoiced, all the earth rejoiced. He wraps himself in light, and the very darkness tries to hide. They tremble at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great.
Don't stop, just worship him now. Come on, don't stop. If God has been good to you, I need somebody to worship him in this place. This is about the next dimension now. That means you got to get completely out of yourself. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to get into the very presence of God. You're great, God. You're great, God.
It's 6:33 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Sounds of Praise Ministry. And today we are featuring great gospel medleys. On this last set, we heard Charles Jenkins and Fellowship Chicago with the Fellowship Medley. Nicole C. Mellon was next with My Tribute and Redeemer. Tamla Mann with the Blood Medley. Smokey Norfolk teaming up with Myron Butler in the 12th District AME Mass Choir with a Sunday Morning Medley. And we just concluded with Bishop William Murphy III and Melinda Watts and the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship Choir. And How Great Is Our God and How Great Thou Art. 6:34 is the Sounds of Praise time. I want to remind you that we are planning to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. I'd love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know he's going to work in your behalf. And our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9646. 3-6. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we lift up the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. And right now, it's time for the Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. Right now it's 30 degrees outside our studio. This morning when I left the house at 3:30, it was frost all over my windshields and windows and whatnot. It may have melted off by now, but just in case, wherever you are, if it's still frosting out there, you need to be prepared. I was not prepared. Last snowstorm, I put my ice scraper back in the basement. And so I had to use my windshield wipers and the defroster and whatnot to get it off the windshield. But anyway, we're here to warn you what it might be like out there. Today, right now, it's 30 degrees outside our studio. Clouds will limit sunshine with a small amount of rain or drizzle developing in the afternoon. A high today, 40 to 45 degrees. Cloudy and damp at night with occasional rain with a low 33 to 38 degrees. On Monday, low pressure moving into the northeast will lead to a cloudy and damp day with periods of rain, but it will be a bit milder. High on Monday, 47 to 52 degrees. Rain tapers off at night with a low 38 to 43 degrees. On Tuesday, another weak disturbance will approach the area with clouds and a passing shower in the afternoon, and it will remain mild. A high on Tuesday, 48 to 53 degrees. A little rain at night with a low 40 to 45 degrees. And on Wednesday, clouds and some sunny breaks. High pressure will build in from the northeast, from the northwest at night, bringing in chillier air with some patchy clouds. A high on Wednesday, 51 to 56 degrees. A low Wednesday night, 34 to 39 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I will certainly pass it right along to you. Sounds like we're getting into April-type weather. And with the rain and the clouds and the fog and the whatever. But at least you don't have to shovel. You know, thanks. So I'll take it. We didn't have a really bad winter as far as snow was concerned. And so therefore we can praise and thank God for that. But we're moving towards spring, and I like spring. Spring and summer and fall, I guess, are my favorite seasons of the year. But whatever. 6:37 Sounds of Praise time. You're just tuning in. We are featuring great gospel medleys. And here's one. Donna Lawrence and company, along with Israel Houghton, and We Agree, and Restoring the Years, here on Sounds of Praise.
Donna Lawrence.
Whoops. I need to cue up the right song if we're going to get the right song on the air. Okay, let's try it again. See what happens this time.
Any speakers in the room today? Any people that can confess the word of the Lord? We're making a decree today, everybody. We're going to agree together. We come together and we agree. It will change things in the earth. There's a kingdom people come together and they're going to change the earth and get it set up for the kingdom of God.
These are the days of your decree. And what we speak will be established. Oh, what we bind and what we loose is bound and loosed in heaven.
We believe the famine is over.
Israel, Houghton, everybody.
These are the days when seasons change.
Days when seasons change.
And the first is last, and the last is first.
Who's in the back of the line is going to go to the front of the line.
And all that you lost shall be returned.
Be returned.
Lost years recovered.
Man.
Your time I sustain, there's no need to fear. I'm restored the years you've sown in tears. Restoring every year you've sown in tears. I am the author, the writer of time. No matter how long, things will work out just fine. Deposit my word, there's no need to fear. I'm restoring the years you've sown in tears. Giving you back every year you sunk in tears.
Oh, lift up your hands, receive from the Lord your broken spirit, receive from the Lord.
come as you are and bring every burden. Come as you are.
It's 6:47 here on Sounds of Praise. In the background, we have Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. Prior to that, we had Donna Lawrence and Company along with Israel Houghton with We Agree and Restoring the Years. And that's what God does. He provides his restoration power to the lives of those who will agree and believe that he can do the work that they need accomplish in their lives. You see, there are so many things in our lives that we can't accomplish on our own, but if we bring them faithfully to God and leave them in his hands, allow him to work in our behalf, he will do exactly what he knows is best in our lives. And so often the things he provides are far greater than the things that we're asking for. We just need to recognize his work, his power, his plan at work in and through our lives. I believe there's those of you out there in our listening audience who've never given your life to Jesus Christ. And this is your opportunity to get on the right side of the benefits and blessings of God. To stay in a place where you can receive from his hand that which you need to take you through the difficult times of life. And with him there, the times will never be that difficult that he can't overcome them in your behalf. What you can't overcome, he will overcome for you if you put your faith and your trust in him. But it begins with your salvation. Walk with him. I'd like to leave those of you out there who've never received Christ as personal Savior, or those of you who might receive them and not in the place where you should be right now, I'd like to lead you in prayer. And if you repeat these words after me to God, and if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about his restoring transformation in your life this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I recognize that on my own, I can't make it in this life, and I can't even make it in the life that is to come. But you've promised that through the work that Jesus Christ accomplished in the world while he was here, I can receive the benefits. I can receive the blessing. I can receive the forgiveness. I can receive the strength. I can receive the direction that he alone can give. And so I'm opening myself to you, Lord, surrendering myself to you and to your control, asking you to forgive me of all my sin, cleanse me from all my unrighteousness, and by your Holy Spirit, lead, guide, and direct me according to your word and your will for my life in the way that you would have me to go. And I thank you for all you're going to accomplish, all the victories ahead that are mine, because of my faith in your work. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it because I have some material. I want to send to you it free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who have given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God lead and guide you as to what church you should become involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. But please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. So you need to react to the call of God right now and allow His salvation work to be accomplished in and through your life. It's 6:53 here on WMFO in Metro. Hopefully you've given your life to the Lord, and if so, please contact us so we can send you some material to help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Him and how you can continue to grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That's another major problem, I believe, in the church today. Individuals come to faith in Christ, but they don't grow. The Bible says we are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of His truth. And so often we're like baby Christians, and even though we've been saved for many, many, many years, we still need somebody to change our diaper. Our spiritual diaper, that is what I'm talking about. But anyway, what God is saying is that we need to grow up in Him. How do you know if you're growing in Christ? I can tell you a very simple way. Are you able, through Jesus, to minister to somebody else? And when I say minister, I don't mean have on a black suit and a turnaround collar or a big robe or whatever. I'm talking about, are you helping people daily? You may say, well, I don't have the means, I don't have the funds. That has nothing to do with money all the time. God, if you're a believer in Him, provides you with spiritual gifts. He provides you with abilities that He wants you to utilize to be a benefit and a blessing to someone else. Many people are always takers. They're never givers. And they say, I don't have anything to give. Yes, you do. You just need to examine your life. Allow God to reveal to you what He has given to you so that you can be someone who can minister to someone else. You don't have to go to a Bible school. You can do a good deed. During this past snowstorm, they were saying, I think Governor Baker and the mayor of Boston were saying, you should look out for your neighbor. Make sure that they have someone to shovel their walk if they're, an elderly person or disabled or whatever. And that's a deed that someone can do. If maybe you can't do it, you could maybe bring them something or just call and make sure that they're okay. Knock on their door or whatever. And that's a natural thing to do, but it's also a Christian thing that we should be doing, looking out for one another. My wife is very involved in helping the elderly, even though we probably fall in that same category as well. But there are those who, for various reasons, have no one else to look in on them or call them or see if they're doing well or whatever. We can do things like that just simply if we allow God to direct us into what area He would have us to work. There's always somebody out there somewhere that we can just do something nice for and do it for the honor and for the glory of Jesus Christ. That is a growing Christian. It's more than just coming into church and sitting down and singing a few songs and putting your money in the offering plate and hearing the sermon and going home and remaining the same. No, God wants you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the truth. You see, when you get involved in helping somebody else, you really don't have the time, as much time, I won't say, to worry about what's going on in your own life. Why? Because you're involved in helping someone else. And that's what the Christian life is really all about. Okay, 6:56 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And this is the Sunday, March the 26th, 2016 edition, and we are featuring great gospel medleys. On this last set, we heard Smokey Norfolk along with Myron Butler in the 12th District AME Mass Choir with the Sunday Morning Medley. And they were followed by Bishop William Murphy III along with Melinda Watts in the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship Mass Choir. I love saying that. How great is our Lord and how great thou art. Don Lawrence and Company along with Israel Houghton with We Agree and Restoring the Years. And we just heard Pastor Donnie McClurkin and Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray that you have come, and if so, please give us a call so we can send you some material, help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. Okay, I want to remind you again, we're planning to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. Again, in our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Continuing with great gospel medleys here on Sounds of Praise, this is the West Angeles Mass Choir. I just want to praise you in the greatest thing in all my life here on Sounds of Praise.
Lift my hands.